streaming on the web at km.com. Translator K282AD Ferndale. And I'm super excited to be joined by Liz Smith via the telephone. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm super excited to be with you.
You're here to talk about the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods today. Because you're the head of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, ma'am. The executive director.
Executive director. And you've got some really cool, exciting things happening these days. What's going on?
We do. So I could certainly talk about today's, what's called the Year of the Teen. So nationally, we see a lot of Boys and Girls Clubs that once teens get into high school, there tends to be some atrophy in membership. And looking, especially in some of the urban areas, just a lot of the statistics that you see with regards to graduation rates, high school graduation rates and those not being so good. Also other parts of the country certainly seeing an uptick again in teen pregnancy and drug use. So for us, we now, two out of our three site locations are standalone teen centers, which is very rare. And so we're excited that we're able to partner with Ross Force. And there was a campaign that started February 4th, and it will go through the 26th of February, where when folks shop at Ross and they go to the register, they have an option to donate a dollar or however much they'd like. And then all of those proceeds come to what's called our Power Hour program, which is a program that focuses on after-school tutoring. So all of the monies that we raise through Ross specifically will be going to incentivize our teens to be participating in Power Hour. So that's super exciting for us. And this will be our third year partnering with Ross, but our first year dedicating all those money to teen programs, academically and nature specifically. So hoping that we may raise about $3,000 with that. And another exciting thing with our teens is thanks to Supervisor Rex Bone and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, we're able to take eight teens down to a Sacramento Kings and Charlotte Hornets game during President's Week.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? So not only will we get to go to a game, I'm stoked I get to be one of the chaperones, but we actually will get to hang out on one of those really foo-foo skyboxes.
Nice, and hopefully hopefully meet some of the players, maybe?
That's something that we're working on, too. So the skybox that we'll be in, Lindsay, is actually owned by AT&T. So that's who we've been coordinating with for that. And so we've contacted the Sacramento Kings directly to see, yes, is there an opportunity that we can get to meet players, get some basketballs for our team so they can get those signed. So I'm excited because I'm an Arcata Rotary, and the last 4 years we sponsor a Crabs game, so any Boys and Girls Club member and their families can go to a game. And it's just amazing and humbling to see how many of our teens get excited and our kids get excited because they've never been to Arcata or never been to a baseball game. So I figure, you know, not to say that you don't want to be a fangirl or fanboy for the Crabs, but to be able to go to a professional game. I mean, I know the one game I went to with the Kings, I was in the nosebleed, and that was an $80 seat. So to be able to just kind of see how other people live and,
yeah, that's
a
big deal.
Out of Humboldt County is going to be amazing, I think, too. And thankfully, it's during President's Week, so they're not going to be missing any school to do that.
About how many teens are members of the Redwood Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, so we've got about 4,000 youth that we're serving, Lindsay, and of those, about 1,300 are teens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It is. And now, those aren't teens that are coming day to day, but teens throughout the year who are either coming to our teen court program. They maybe come for a couple programs a week. You know, maybe they participated in a sports program with us. Day to day, for just our teens, we're seeing about 180 who are coming through. So we'd like to increase that number, certainly have the capacity to be able to increase that number. Our teen court program has really grown tremendously over the last 7 months. So part of that is just due to private donations, which is fabulous. But on the programming side, it's great in that we have new referral sources. So Eureka Police Department, Eureka High School. We've been working with Fortuna High School as well, and Fortuna Police Department, Rio Del Police Department. So instead of teens coming in directly as referrals as defendants through, say, juvenile probation, now there are other outlets where they can come in as if they're first-time juvenile offenders and be tried by a jury of their peers. So it's exciting to see that program grow. We also are working with somebody from Toastmasters in Eureka who's willing to come in and start doing a Toastmasters program with our teens as well. So really helping them with their self-confidence. I mean, who doesn't need to know how to do public speaking? So to be able to do that in a really secure environment and have a coach is something that we're looking forward to doing in the spring.
That's awesome. So going back to the tutoring program that you're going to be raising the money for, Ross, are you actively looking for tutors, or do you kind of have that lined up? If folks are in the community and they want to become more involved with what the Boys and Girls Club's doing, what are some opportunities that people can reach out and help y'all do?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that. So to start with the tutoring, yes, we can always use more tutors, especially those who are particularly adept in science and math. STEM programming is something that we need to do more of. So we do have some relationships, certainly working with Decade of Difference and also working with some students from Humboldt State University. But it would be great, because we do not have curriculum at this point, if there are folks who could come in and, you know, whether they're willing to do experiments, willing to do things around robotics, that would be great. For our younger kids, we have quite a few of our TK through third graders who struggle with reading. So if there are folks who are willing to come in and just enjoy reading and could be this positive, charismatic reader and just choose whatever books that would be fun and age appropriate for that group, we would love to have a rotation of people that could come every day for a reading time. So that's certainly another thing. Cooking. We have kitchens at all three of our locations and cooking classes, but always great if we have folks who love cooking that may be willing to come in and share a recipe. We've got this amazing volunteer who's a retired forester, Linda West, and she just had a grandbaby a couple months ago. So she had taken a hiatus and then started coming back to our Eureka Teen Center 2 weeks ago, and she made homemade soup in a bread bowl, and our teens went nuts over it, just loved it. So cooking, if there are folks that just have a passion for that, that would be great. And the arts, we could certainly use folks who are in the theater, maybe willing to come in and direct a play, some skits. That would be fantastic. Music. We do have a music studio at both our Eureka Teen Center and our McKinleyville Teen Center. So if there are musicians who are willing to come in and jam, who are willing to teach guitar or keyboard, that would be incredible. Gardening. We do have gardens at both of our Eureka locations. And it would be great if there are folks who are willing to come in and, you know, share starts, especially native plants. We would love to have more of those. Can you see them come and help us with weeding? That would be fantastic. So I think really the sky's the limit. If there are folks who are wanting to get engaged, Lindsay, you know, love kids, love teenagers, I'm sure there are things that I haven't even mentioned that I may not even know exist. But in terms of talent, if someone just is willing to share a talent, that would be fantastic, and we would love that. Because really, our youth can't have enough positive role models and can't be exposed to enough different professions and, you know, enough different people in the community that they can recognize even when they're outside of the club and know, hey, that's a good person. They care about me enough that they came in to volunteer to teach me how to do blank. So for anyone that's interested, you know, certainly they can give us a call at 707-441-1030. They could also certainly get in contact with us too through our website, and that's bgcredwoods.org.
Okay, I'm writing this all down. bgcredwoods.org.
Yeah.
And if any of those things that Liz just described, or if you have any ideas about things that you might want to go in, where are the three locations? I didn't realize there were three Boys and Girls Club locations in the Redwood.
Yeah, so we have two in Eureka. The one that's probably most visible is our Eureka Teen Center on the corners of Harris and Jay, right underneath the big blue water tower, and that serves middle school and high school age youth. And then we also have a site in Eureka across from Winco Foods, and a partnership with Eureka Housing Authority, and that's for our elementary school age kids. And then the McKinleyville Teen Center, that just opened July 29th, and that's in a really cool partnership with McKinleyville Community Services District. So I love food landmarks. If you're headed down Central Avenue in McKinleyville and you hang a right on Gwynn Road, which is where Naveen's is, then we are the second building on your left, just right flush up against McKinleyville's Activity Center. And that's a brand new building that, through the leadership of McKinleyville Community Services District, they were able to have that built. So it's beautiful. I'd love for all of our locations to look that wonderful.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Liz Smith, for taking some time out of your day, like on short notice. I know I've just kind of reached out to you at the last minute, so I appreciate you taking some time on a Sunday afternoon to talk with us about what's been going on at the Boys and Girls Club. And I'll be posting up that phone number and your website and some other resources about, you know, how that whole Ross thing works, and maybe a list of some of the folks that you might be looking for to come in to help tutor some of the folks from that are participating in the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. So you can look for that soon at khum.com, and keep us posted. Tell us. I hope that you do get to meet the players when you go down there for the basketball game.
Me too. Thank you.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you on that
note. I appreciate it. We'll do our best to work our mojo and see what happens.
Okay. We're going to try to manifest that for you. That's Liz Smith from the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Going to go ahead and kick it back into some music. This is Nico Case here on KHUM.